All right, good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 99.7 EJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
It is a snowy start to your weekend here this morning. Many schools are on a delay or on virtual learning or just plain closed. We got the complete list, WDJX.com, if you didn't already get a text message from your school. But we should probably pay homage to, especially with this weather this weekend, Shirley Nash.
Oh, yes, Shirley. Shirley's got some ideas.
Shirley Nash is an icon and was interviewed by the news several years ago about the upcoming snow and what her plans were.
A weekend wave of snow will mean less people on the slick roads.
Yeah, and so they put the microphone in front of Shirley Nash's face, and she gives us all a gem.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Listen.
Shirley, that's the plan.
Shirley Nash knows what needs to happen when the weather is like this.
That's what you do.
We don't need to go out. We need to sit inside with comfort food.
Bread and soup.
Get fat and sassy and just be like Shirley. So hashtag be like Shirley.
It's a Shirley kind of day.
It is a Shirley Nash kind of day, kind of weekend. I mean, let's do it, because it is just going to get colder throughout the day today. And I mean, single digits as your lows, even into tomorrow. So, I mean, let's just do as Shirley does and really just embrace this weather.
Eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Yes. Indeed.
99.7 DJX.
I wonder if we could get into the Guinness Book of World Records. I think we have a shot, maybe. Maybe.
Who is attempting it? You or me? Because I feel like I'm not qualified. I'm not qualified.
You have a mouth, don't you?
No, I don't.
What do you mean you don't?
I do have a mouth, but I don't.
You just don't really want to do it.
No, I don't want to put this thing in my mouth. Wait a second. That didn't sound right either.
Then why did you walk me in anything?
No, I'm not qualified. I'm not qualified because this is not something in my wheelhouse.
Let's just break the tension here. All right. Just have a little Kelly mooing there. I think I'm going to be the one that is attempting this.
That's better. You have a better shot because...
Because I have a mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
And I like sticking this in my mouth.
Yes, that's the key. I do not.
I do not. You know what? No context. Don't worry about it. Let's not worry about context. All right, it's 99.7 EJX. We're attempting to break a world record. Okay? A Guinness Book of World Record for the quickest consumption of a cup of coffee. It was set by Felix with an official time of 3.12 seconds.
Yeah, chugging coffee. Here we go.
Yeah, chugging coffee. Okay, so first off, the setup here. I've got my cup of coffee.
Yes.
Okay, and...
Oh, look at the merch.
Hang on, okay. I have also covered our console with paper towels.
See, we had a rule, no food or drink in the studio. Are you violating that? Gosh, don't spill over the shiny new equipment.
So you can see.
It took us all those years
You
to
can
get
see.
It.
Can you see?
Yeah, I see the coffee.
Can you see the coffee?
So
this is a standard 10-ounce pour of coffee.
Okay.
I know that because I did it via the Keurig, so it was 10 ounces exactly.
Okay, so Keurig measured it for you.
Yes.
We're starting off on an even plane.
Yes.
With the right materials.
Right materials.
Same amount of coffee.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me move keyboards here.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
I'm trying to set myself up for success, not failure.
Oh, okay, but you're also around expensive broadcasting equipment.
And I dressed up for the occasion.
Well. You sure did.
Yep.
It doesn't mix well with coffee, though. Oh, that is...
Thank you.
I don't know if that's going to help. Is that ever used? That looks like you already dabbed.
Kelly, I haven't attempted this yet.
Okay. Oh, but this is going to be your... You didn't even practice?
No.
You have no practice sessions
No practice.
All right.
So if I can break the record without any practice, I mean, how even upset is Felix going to be?
Oh, probably.
All right, here we go.
Probably very upset.
Okay, so all right, you have your thing.
Yeah. Is it a particular flavor?
Caramel.
Okay, it's caramel. All right.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Are you allowed to put any, like, creamer or anything in it?
I like it black, like I like my...
Okay. All right. That's okay.
Okay, so I will have it on the console.
Yeah. Yeah, you hands, have to have your hands, yep, your hands down first, right? And then, so as soon as I say go and hit the time, you have to pick it up and then start chugging. And then you have to put it down, and that's when, okay, I stop it, right? Okay, we're just going to trust you, and I'm sure they're going to take it. I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Yeah, because once I break this record.
Right. Right.
Everything's going to be called into question. All right, Kelly.
Sure.
All right. on your time.
And again, I'm going to start it, and then you got to pick it up and drink. And then when you set the coffee cup down, that's when I stop it, right?
Okay, I'm going for 3.12 seconds.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready to...
Guinness Book of World Records.
Guinness
Chugging
Book of
coffee
World Records. Yes.
Attempt with Ben Davis.
Yes, thank you.
Here we go.
All right.
In three.
Yes.
Two.
Yes.
And one. We're not dripping. That's great. All right. Very civilized. Very controlled. And we're taking a while.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Did I get it?
Oh, super close.
What was my time?
12.05 seconds.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Wait, I didn't even finish it all.
Oh, you didn't finish it all?
There we go.
All right.
Down now.
Woo!
Woo!
You feeling caffeinated?
I feel good!
That's great.
Oh.
And you didn't spill, right?
No, I didn't. I had paper towels all
chugging
over the console.
It was careful chugging. You know what? I'll be honest. I was hoping for a little more.
More
but
what?
You know what? I feel, though, that would have counted, though, if you spilled any. More drippage.
You wanted more drippage?
Well, I love it.
All right.
Funny. But that probably wouldn't have counted. That would have disqualified you.
That would have. Absolutely.
Yeah, you got it.
All right. Well, you know what? I guess that was my practice attempt. Okay. And Guinness Book of World Records, I'm coming for you at some other time. All right.
How many more cups do you think you need to down before you get closer?
I don't know. All right. There it is. Well thank
done,
you.
Sparky.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow. Look at that time.
Yep.
Yeah.
12 seconds.
Yeah.
So good. All right. It's 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
I'll get it next time.
Next time.
Get it next time.
All right.
On the way around 7 o'clock, I don't know why this popped up in my feed, but it did. And I probably spent way longer than I should have laughing at it. So... we'll play it for you coming up here at around 7 o'clock. It's basically fun with accents, okay?
Fun with accents,
yeah.
Okay.
Before that, pets, big part of the family, you know, dogs, cats, hamsters,
yes,
maybe even.
Right.
So not really sure if this story coming up is a setting the bar story or maybe perhaps a feel-good story.
Oh, I love these when they tell the line.
Setting the bar time. Kelly, what are these?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in, like mostly.
Yeah, pets, big part of the family. Dogs, cats, maybe even hamster. So look, if you can manage to make it through the day without immortalizing your dead hamster taxidermied as an exotic dancer, you're doing okay.
What?
So honestly, I don't know if this is a setting the bar story or a feel good story because Jess loved her hamster so much that when he passed, she decided to give Hammington.
Hammington? His name is Hammington?
Yeah, life as a pole dancer.
Why?
So there Hammington is, taxidermied,
oh
destined forever around
right
a pole wearing a pink thong.
No,
little bills thrown around his feet there.
What is happening?
Yeah.
What is happening?
Cost her about $200 to do that, and she keeps Hammington next to her bedside. Thought, you know, what is more iconic than a hamster on a stripper pole hustling for money? So again, not sure if, I honestly don't think this is a setting the bar story more than it is a feel good because she just loves her hamster so much.
Yeah,
she decided to forever immortalize Hammington as a as a pole dancer.
I mean, it's like a little, it almost looks like a paperweight size, right? It's got a mirrored bottom.
Yeah, well, that's the only way to do it.
Pole, I mean.
It's the only way to do it. You know,
that is the most, like, listen, when she says what's more iconic, I don't think I can think of anything else.
Yeah, so I don't know if we are shying people away from immortalizing their dead pet this way, or we are honoring those people who do that. But we can only imagine Def Leppard is playing in heaven for little Hammington as he's dancing around the stripper pole.
If they don't have a button that plays that song on his little pedestal, they need to add one because that is magical. This is the one thing that I would have loved to have seen. I want to see the face of the taxidermist when Jess laid that idea on. I'm like, hear me out.
But
this is my idea.
Like, I gotta think though, taxidermists are probably the type of person who just shrug and are like, all right, you do you. And just
maybe.
I mean, they probably seen and heard it all.
And this is probably a welcomed little fun job. That can't be a super fun job. But this one probably was fun.
Yeah.
Because it turned out pretty well.
So seeing is believing. So if you want to take a look, we tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, may Hammington forever rest in peace as a stripper on a pole.
Oh, Hammington's not resting. He's working.
Yep, dancing working forever. Working the pole. Oh, shoot. It's 99.7 DJX. That is your Setting the Bar story.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
Do me a favor and repeat after me, okay, Kelly?
Okay.
Purple burglar alarm.
Purple.
Right.
Purple burglar alarm.
Okay. Aaron earned an iron urn.
Aaron earned an iron urn.
Okay. So this has been a thing for probably a couple years online. I don't know why it just popped into my feed yesterday, but I probably spent the better part of 15 minutes giggling and going down a wormhole. People from Scotland, the Scottish accent.
Yeah.
They cannot say purple burglar alarm.
They can't?
They cannot absolutely say purple burglar alarm.
That's
some
great.
Scottish people that kind of say purple burglar alarm. Purple burglar alarm. Purple burglar alarm. Burglar. Burglar. Purple burglar alarm.
So it's because of their accent they cannot say purple burglar alarm. And we'll get to the other one here in just a sec. Here are a few more Scottish people trying to say the phrase purple burglar alarm.
Purple burglar alarm.
Purple burglar alarm.
No.
No.
Purple burglar alarm.
Most of them are just drunk trying to say it too,
great.
Which is hysterical.
That makes it even better.
Purple burglar alarm.
Purple burglar alarm. Purple burglar alarm. I got it.
Purple burglar. It's too hard. Alarm. Alarm.
They're really trying. Purple burglar alarm. They can't say it.
Like, how do you people talk like that?
Right, exactly. I don't know why you'd ever have to say purple burglar alarm. You wouldn't.
No.
It's just a tongue twister, right?
Sure.
But people with the Scottish accent can't say it because of the way that they roll their R's and they pronounce these things.
That is so hysterical.
So that's international. So let's turn to America. And I didn't even know a Baltimore accent was a thing, but apparently people in Baltimore, in kind of the Maryland East Coast sort, have trouble saying Aaron earned an iron urn. So wait till you hear how they pronounce Aaron earned an iron urn, and this is in the good old United States.
I say Baltimore accents say this phrase out loud: iron urn and iron urn.
That is not anywhere near the ballpark. What is happening?
Aaron earned an iron urn.
Aaron earned an iron urn.
Yes.
Then his friends.
Damn, what the f***? Aaron earned an iron urn. What? Aaron earned an iron urn.
Aaron earned an iron urn.
Earn, 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 earn.
Earn, earn, and earn, earn.
So mad.
Yearn.
Earn, 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 earn.
It's not that, dummy.
It's not that, dummy. Earn, 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 and earn, earn.
That's hysterical.
Oh, my gosh. This is the very first one that was like,
earn, earn, and earn, earn.
That's just noise.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so I didn't, like I said, these have been out on the internet for a while, but the purple burglar alarm and the Aaron earned an iron urn just had me in stitches as people were trying to pronounce it, and especially, you know, from Scotland and then from the Baltimore area. So,
oh, tongue twisters are just fun,
gosh,
in general.
Good stuff.
But hearing people with accents attempt them, even more magical.
Earn, earn, and earn, earn.
First, let's get to a feel good. Ellie K.
It's always awesome when you get to witness somebody, like, have the best experience, like a dream come true kind of a thing. And that happened for 16-year-old Ryan. He's got Down syndrome, one of the biggest Western Michigan Broncos fan around. So the head football coach, Lance Taylor, invited him out to a practice and an especially big moment with the team.
This is Ryan and his sister. Ryan is our biggest fan. He watches every single game, and in his free time, he watches old games on YouTube. Probably watches more film than some of us. His only request was that we get a win for him on Tuesday night against Bowling Green. And the other request is he loves watching you guys run out of the tunnel. He just wants you guys to run out of the tunnel with him one time.
Okay. Yeah.
One. Two, three,
four. He's leading the way with the football.
Aww,
I mean,
that's cool.
Pure joy as he's running out with the team onto the field. Just one of the best videos you're going to see all week. Just fantastic. You can see it on our website at WDJX.com. Brought to you by our friends at Hemtopia.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
April says, hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show.
Thank you.
Love all the funny segments you do in the morning.
Yay.
Y'all have really become a part of my morning ritual, LOL. Anyway, well, I want to find out how big of a red flag this is and didn't want to say anything to my friends just yet. So I found something weird in my new boyfriend's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I spent the night over the weekend, did a little snooping while he was in the shower. Who hasn't? Am I right?
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
I was poking around in a sock drawer and found a roll of duct tape and a hatchet.
What?
Like, WTH is that? I quickly closed the drawer, never said anything to him about what I saw. I have so many questions, though, and don't feel comfortable enough to ask him why he has a hatchet in his underwear drawer.
Oh.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
So now I'm kind of freaking out, wondering if that's enough of a red flag to just stop seeing him. Besides that, he is a very nice guy. He's intelligent, thoughtful, fun to be around. He's studying to be a dentist.
Okay.
So what would you do, and your listeners say I do, about this? Do you guys keep things like hatchets and duct tape in your underwear drawers? Is that like something you do? Thanks so much. I'll be listening.
April, I've never kept a hatchet and duct tape in my underwear drawer.
No, yeah, that's typically kept in a garage or a tool shed.
I will say that I had a roommate in college who had a hunting knife and then switched it up for a hatchet underneath his pillow.
Oh, slept it with it for protection?
Yes, he was on the bottom bunk and I was on the top bunk, and it was really weird.
Well, he figured he would probably have to be the one to confront an intruder.
Maybe
that was
So
it's like he knew you weren't going to be able to like jump down in enough time.
Maybe.
To save them.
But yeah, Jeff was his name. The entire school year, he slept with a 10-inch hunting knife under his pillow, and then he switched it out for a hatchet. And I
did you ever ask him about it? Like, why do you?
Yes,
do that?
Yes.
And what he said?
I was like, dude, what? Why?
Are you worried that in your sleep you might accidentally stab yourself?
I don't know about you, but I will sometimes sleep with my hands under my pillows.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And then what if you're asleep and you accidentally grab it and you like do a little extra stabby stabby and accidentally.
I know. So, you know, he said, yes, it was for protection. And I was like, we're literally in a suburban college dormitory. What could possibly go wrong?
Had he experienced something before?
I don't know.
That was traumatizing?
He wound up being in law enforcement and working for, I want to say, the government or something like that. You know,
that makes sense.
So in crime, in that sort of a thing. So
he was built for that.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah. So I say all that because even though I didn't have something weird under my pillow or in my sock drawer doesn't mean that, you know, your boyfriend isn't just having that for quote protection. You know, maybe he just keeps it there as a thing to, you know, in case
the duct tape is a little weird.
I don't know what area of town he lives in or if he doesn't feel safe in his neighborhood per se, or if there was a break-in in his apartment or in his neighborhood or whatever, and he's just like, you know what, I'm just gonna keep hatchet here just in case, and it's no harm, no foul.
Tori says, does he have a hobby that would require it? Hunting, hiking, camping, woodworking? Does he have the room to store it elsewhere? That changes how big of a red flag it is.
Yeah. I wonder, is there anything, what weird thing have you ever found while snooping in your partner's area? Did you find anything like that? Does anybody have anything? Can anyone relate to April? Can anyone relate to April?
I think we need guys to chime in that maybe keep some weird stuff like that in your sock or underwear.
I guess. Yeah, maybe. You're right. If you're a dude within the sound of my voice and you can justify this.
Yeah.
Because I, from my experience, had a roommate who had something weird under his pillow. Something sharp, hatchet, and a knife, and he was fine. So 502-795-1997 is our number. Would love to hear your story about this. And then if you've got an interesting story about the weird thing you discovered while snooping, we'd love to hear that as well. All right, 502-795-1997. So an interesting turn of events with April. She discovered while snooping in her new boyfriend's drawers that she found a hatchet and duct tape. And now she's kind of freaking out and has her wondering if that's a big enough red flag to just up and leave him.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of alarming, right? She's like, is this normal? Is this usually where guys store their stuff? Aubrey says every episode of Snapped always starts with something sharp and duct tape with the occasional psychopath thrown in. I say hit record, start a podcast on what the hatchet could potentially represent. Undercover Mystery Theater. The possibilities are endless.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we got a message from a listener of the weird thing you discovered while snooping, a prosthetic leg.
Oh!
Found it at my girlfriend's house, and neither her nor anyone in her family was an amputee.
That, I think, warrants a question.
Yeah. And then he said later found out that her dad used it in his studies to become an engineer.
Oh, okay. See, that had a logical explanation.
right, exactly. But still,
that had an explanation.
You're like, look, seeing it, well, that's weird, you know?
Yes. Now, see, Duke says maybe he has that in there just to see who snoops and asks him about it. Maybe he's got a camera to see who snoops with the reactions and to see if they're honest, whether they snooped or not. Interesting.
I mean, that's kind of a weird way to go about that. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, my first inclination would be he just has it in there as protection. But if it was just the hatchet, that's what I think. But it's the hatchet and the duct tape.
Yeah, the duct tape is problematic.
Yeah, I mean, and I know you say you don't feel comfortable enough to say something to him, but maybe you should.
Yes, that means, though, you're going to have to out yourself as well, being a snooper.
Right, exactly. And Tiffany actually posted something on our Facebook thread and said, tell them that you were cold and you were looking for socks or a sweatshirt or something.
That's good. That's
and
good.
That you came across the duct tape and the hatchet and...
Questions.
What is all this?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's good. You're cold, looking for socks to put on your feet. Yes.
Yeah. So
yes.
That might be a way to approach that. So
yes.
All right. Well, I guess be safe.
Get back to us if you ask him about it, because I need to know what he says.
Yeah.
I need to know.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, he may use the it's not what you think it is and giggle and laugh. And, you know, it's then going to be.
Or if he gets really mad about it.
Yeah, I was going to say it's going to be on you to then decide, well, is his reaction normal? And
right.
Or is it a very accented reaction where.
Does he understand why you're alarmed?
Yeah. I mean, and. Let's be honest, not everybody has duct tape and a hatchet in their sock and underwear drawer. So
we do not.
Yeah. What do
we
you
have? Tools in the garage.
What do you have in your sock and underwear drawer?
Normal things like socks and underwear.
Anything else?
No, sir. No.
Nothing?
No.
Nothing fun?
What about you?
I don't think I have anything that's not like cotton or like cloth related.
Nothing stabby.
Nothing stabby.
Okay. All right.
Now, some of my other drawers, come on now.
All right.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted, April. That is group therapy on 99.7 DJX. Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Got 4 tickets to the circus up for grabs. Everyone say hey to Dave calling us from New Albany. Hi, Dave. How is it? So Dave's got brown hair, drives a Jeep Cherokee, is an EMT, and is currently single and looking for a lady friend to spend some time with.
Nice. Maybe you could take him to the circus.
is that a first date sort of thing?
It'd be different.
It would be different.
It would be different.
All right, Dave.
we're tossing out some ideas for you, Dave.
Yeah. I thought I was going to play a game, not be on... the dating show.
Listen, Dave, if you've ever heard our show, you know we're extra with this. We get to know you a little bit better. We like to help. We like to be invasive in your life.
Dave, have you ever gone out with someone that you've picked up as an EMT?
Ooh, that's
that
question.
Is unethical.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I have gone out with the friend of somebody that I...
Oh!
Okay, all right.
That's good.
That's legal. All right. Good stuff. Dave's ready to go, I can tell.
Yeah. All right, good deal. All right,
the
Dave.
Patient's like, hey, are you single? And I was like, that's unethical. And she's like, no, it's for my friend here. I was like, oh, well, she's cute. Yeah, I'm single.
That's good.
Nice.
That's good.
I like that.
Nice. Well, look at you, Dave. You're willing to put love... aside to honor the code of being an EMT, so I like that. All right, so we're going to play Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Okay, so you're going to hear 3 magical stories, Dave. You have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult?
First one.
I got drunk on eggnog and knocked over the Christmas tree.
Drunk on eggnog, knocked over the Christmas tree. Fun stuff. What do you think?
Yeah. You know, the obvious one is that it's a drunk adult, but I'm going to go with drunk little kid.
Okay, see, that's exactly, Dave. That was my mindset. It was like, right. The obvious answer is the adult. So what if it's the kid that didn't know what eggnog was about and drank a little bit too much?
All right, so you're both saying little kid.
Yes.
I was a little kid.
Yep.
Yeah!
There it is, little kid.
My parents were having their annual block party, and I picked up someone's spiked eggnog, not knowing it's spiked. And before I knew it, the room was spinning, and into the Christmas tree I went, and down it came.
Oh, dang it. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah, I remember there was a story. I don't remember it per se because I was a little kid, too. But I went to my aunt's wedding and started walking around the reception and just finishing people's glass of wine that they sat down.
Oh, wow.
They would sit down a glass of wine.
What's this? I'm going to try to drink it.
And I would just be right there and I'd pick it up and I'd drink it. And I was discovered in the bathroom, and it was not a great Not a great time.
All right.
Same thing happened to my brother when my parents were stationed in Germany.
Really?
He would throw parties, and he would... Yeah, he'd go around when people set their drink down, and he'd have a couple sips.
Yeah.
And go on the next one, and... Yeah, they had to institute new rules at the parties.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's so it's good to know that I'm not the only kid that's done that. All right, good deal. All right, Dave, you're one for one. Here we go, next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I broke a $200 bottle of wine playing spin the bottle.
Oh, speaking of wine.
$200 bottle of wine, spin the bottle, yikes.
I'm going to go with a drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
On this one.
All right.
I mean, it could go either way. Teens play spin the bottle, right?
I mean, some adults do, too.
Yeah, all right. I'll stick with you on drunk adult.
All right, both of you saying drunk adult?
So I was a kid.
Oh! Oh, no!
Just a kid!
I was a senior in high school, and my parents were on a trip to Napa, and it was my first time. They left me home alone. And I was sober when this happened, but a few buddies and some girls came over, and they wanted to get some bottle. So I grabbed one of my dad's bottles of wine, and off we went. Well, one of the girls spun it really hard, and it shot off the kitchen table and onto the tile floor and went everywhere.
Oh, no.
I didn't know how expensive it was until they got back and my dumb forgot to get trash out the trash can.
Oh, wow. Oh, next time, pick the Boone's Farm.
Yes, right. Pick the Arbor Mist.
The Arbor Mist. Sacrifice the Arbor Mist.
Use an empty bottle anyway.
Yes.
Well, they're kids. They don't know any better, Dave.
They didn't know. I didn't know.
I don't know any better.
He was a senior. I should get half credit.
Nope, you got it wrong. Sorry, Dave. All right, so let's go. You got one right, got one wrong. Here we go. Last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I choked on the plastic baby in a king cake.
Choked on the plastic baby in a king cake.
I'm going to go drunk adult again. Yeah.
Drunk adult again, yeah. Dave thinks really long and hard about all these
answers.
Well,
listen.
He wants to make sure that he's right.
We've had a couple of little kids now. If I'm playing the odds, it's got to be a drunk adult this time, right?
Maybe. Are you both saying drunk adult then?
Yeah.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you were.
There it is. Drunk adult. Choking on the baby in the king cake.
I went to school at LSU and it was Mardi Gras and we had been out drinking and came home from the club and I was starving. I wasn't raised in Louisiana. I just went to school there. So I had no idea what king cakes were all about.
Right.
I just knew I wanted food. They're like giant donuts, come to find out. So I start gorging on my roommate's king cake when I got a piece with what I later found out was a plastic baby.
Yep.
It lodged in my throat and I started choking, but thankfully my roommate had just got home and literally did the Heimlich maneuver and saved my life. So
kids, my gosh.
The moral of the story, if you eat king cake, watch out for the baby.
Look at that.
Watch out for the baby.
Maybe
who
that
puts a baby in a cake?
Dave, have you ever been on a call where someone's been choking on a king cake baby?
No. Mardi Gras is not real big around here, so
people around here
don't even know what king cake is.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
not.
That's true. Okay.
All right. Well,
good
Dave,
stuff.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. Congrats, you're a winner, man.
All right.
Yay!
Nice.
You know, I'm usually pretty good at this game, so I just knew I was going to get everything wrong when I'm actually playing the real.
When you're in the hot seat, it's different.
I know it is a little different.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Congrats and good luck in the love department as well.
Oh, keep us posted. We're invested now, Dave. We're invested.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you to hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you. Okay, buddy?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Hang on.
Oh, man.
You know what? If you want to be a part of Little Kid, Drunk Adult, we'd love to hear your story.
That is the centerpiece of this bit. We need to hear your story. Send us a voice note. Start with a little headline, reveal the answer, finish the story, email at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Morning, Kelly K.
Brought to you by Hemptopia. Now, this is a scary start to the story. An autistic 4-year-old boy has been found after he got lost in southern Alabama woods for more than 2 days. His name is Phoenix.
Oh,
he went missing from his family's camper in a small town of Clayton, Alabama, finally located after more than 50 hours by a Good Samaritan. Now, he's got special needs. He's nonverbal. Was left in the care of a friend. His mom walked the short distance to her home and back, but when she got back, the camper's door was ajar and Phoenix was gone.
Oh, geez.
There were bodies of water, woods surrounding the area. They knew they had to work fast. 25-year-old Mark Heath is a mechanic, said his wife promised they'd get involved in the search once they heard what was going on, but he kind of wasn't sure till he woke up Sunday morning with a feeling from God that he needed to find Phoenix.
Wow.
So join the search. Once they got about 2 miles in, he said his heart started racing, and that's how he knew he was getting close. And he said, I knew it was God with me.
Aww.
He walked into a field where the search party thought that they saw some small footprints. There he was. Looked scared, went to cry. When he realized that they weren't going to hurt him, he was just kind of looking around. Other than being scared, he was fine, not even really all that dirty.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's going to be just fine. But just kind of amazing how, you know, Markeith just kind of felt like he was being guided to find him. Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. You can see the story at WDJX.com.
Good stuff. Look, not every confession we have is dripping in scandal and innuendo. So what is your innocent, albeit weird, confession? We'll start with you. A listener voice noted this to us.
So I have a confession. I actually use my boyfriend's toothbrush every single day without him knowing it. I have my own toothbrush, but I like his. It just feels better on my teeth.
That's it.
Wow.
Drops the mic and leaves.
Then buy one just like his for yourself.
I mean, that is effort, Kelly.
Okay.
So until that day, maybe she just continues to use the boyfriend's toothbrush. I will say, I realized that everybody in my family other than me just grabs the closest toothbrush.
What?
Yep.
That's chaos.
They're all feral.
That is sharing germs and all the things. Like, aren't you worried about that? You have your own. Stay in your own lane with that. Really?
Yep. Everyone in my family is apparently feral and unhinged because.
No, that is unhinged. Yes.
Because it's like. Oh, what color is my toothbrush? Because, you know, we have different colored toothbrushes. And it's like,
Yes. Oh,
I don't know. I've been using that one.
That is like, so that you know which one is
I know,
yours.
It's so wild.
That is crazy.
The innocent but weird confessions that you have.
Oh, don't do that.
502-795-1997. Jill messages us. Mayonnaise with a margarita pizza is actually really good. I didn't believe it until my sister made me try it. Now I can't have it without.
I do enjoy both of those things. Have never tried combining them. I don't know if I'm opposed to it.
A margarita pizza is one of those pizzas that are sauceless, right? It's just like the cheese and basil and like slices of tomato. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I thought they had sauce on it though.
Oh, I don't know. All right.
Yeah, I don't know either way, but there are like kind of cheeseburger pizzas or BLT pizzas that have the mayonnaise on it. Those are the sauceless because the mayonnaise is a sauce.
The BLT pizza from
Pizza Kitchen
from Jets is literally something to die for because
I haven't tried that.
Yeah, they give you an entire bottle of ranch to go with if you ask for it. And yeah, instead of mayonnaise, they give you the ranch and
their ranch is delicious. Gosh,
it's drinkable.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Samantha says, I put garden gnomes in random neighbor flower beds. What, she gnomes other people's flower beds? That's kind of great.
So I don't know. Now, Samantha, are you taking, are you like the, what would it be?
She's a mad gnomer.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul sort of thing where you're.
I'm choosing to think she's purchasing the gnomes and then just blessing other people with them.
Or you're
I
just.
I don't think she's stealing them.
Or you're just stealing a gnome from one neighbor and putting it into another neighbor.
She didn't say she's stealing them. She puts them there.
That's true.
We're gonna assume that they're either hers or she buys them.
These are innocent confessions.
Others.
These are the innocent but weird confessions. Aaron said, I've never learned how to ride a bicycle.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Well, and Jay says, I'm 35. I never learned to drive. Wow.
Good news. Jay is out on the road right now attempting it for the very first time. Well done, Jay.
How do you get places if you have to rely on others all the time or public transport? Wow.
Well, it's not just, but I mean, anymore, you've got Uber and Lyft and you've got all sorts of ride share opportunities.
Pricey.
Or maybe
if you're paying to go anywhere at any time.
Or maybe you live close enough to your job where you can either walk or ride a bike.
That's true.
Never know.
All right.
Yeah, Jen.
Wow.
Gene says, I'm 64 years old, still scared of the dark.
Oh, Gene, get it.
There was, I'll tell you, I wouldn't say I was scared of the dark, but it was like my grandparents' basement was one of those just out of a, World War II bunker sort of things.
Oh, that's horror movie stuff. Yeah, bad things happen there.
And so, you know, go down and I would run out of that thing as fast as I could.
1,000%. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm getting the creeps just listening to it. Hannah says, at the grocery store, I like to pick up the big marshmallow bags and smell them.
Oh, yeah. The smell of like the sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is good.
Oh, yeah.
Just stick your face in.
Yes.
Get a big whiff. Don't know the next time you're at the grocery store, you may have picked up a bag of marshmallows that Hannah has previously smelled.
Exactly. Well, and then also at the grocery store, Dave said, my first job in high school, I worked at the grocery store. Saturday mornings, I worked in the produce department. A couple of times a month, I'd randomly hide a pear with the golden delicious apples to see if the produce manager actually paid attention to her shelves. Did it for an entire summer, never got caught.
Wow, Dave. Haley rolls in on text and says, pizza is my favorite. I can only drink milk with my pizza. Haley.
Oh.
Milk?
Wow.
You are literally the Kevin McAllister of Louisville.
That is
because Kevin McAllister in Home Alone, when he drinks milk with his pizza, and you're like, wait, hang on a second. Who drinks milk with your pizza?
Yeah, well.
Well, apparently it's you, Haley.
Yep.
All right. Enjoy that. Innocent but weird confessions.
And then Katie, I like rubbing my belly whilst doing a little bum dance in my soft, fluffy onesie. Makes me happy. I don't understand why.
I do enjoy that. That is very nice.
Soft, fluffy onesie. I think we all need that, yep, right? Yep. And if you're wearing one, do a little bum dance. Rub your belly.
Rub your belly. All right, good stuff. Those innocent but weird confessions. Thank you for that. Maybe we'll do another round a little bit later. It's 99.7 DJX.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose. Again, where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this Supreme Victor trophy here that I have in my hand that is often coveted, hard to achieve.
Oh, yeah, and hard to replicate. I mean, there really isn't another trophy out there like that, I think.
No. All right, you lose. Losers go first. I believe that is you, Kelly.
Great. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, hey, Benji.
Uh-huh.
It was so cold yesterday. My computer froze.
Oh.
It's my own fault, though. Left too many windows open.
You know, Kelly, I woke up in a cold sweat, terrified that I overslept for work.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I quickly realized I was already at work, so I breathed a sigh of relief.
Yeah, sleeping at work.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Recently took a poll.
Yeah?
Found that 99% of the people in the tent were angry when it collapsed.
Oh, because you took a poll.
Yes, literally.
Got it.
Yes.
You know, Kelly, a hacker got into my bank account and left me actually a note.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, the note said, please save more money. This was a complete waste of my time.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I met a woman outside the mall crying. She'd lost $200.
Oh, no.
So I gave her $40 from the $200 that I found.
Aw.
When God blesses you, you must bless others.
Yes. Hashtag blessed. You know, Kelly, I got hit in the head with a can of soda the other day.
Oh, ouch.
I know. Good thing it was a soft drink.
Gotcha. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Haven't tried yoga. But I have tried bending over to pick up my keys, so I'm pretty sure I'd hate yoga.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, what kind of car does an egg drive?
What kind of car does an egg drive?
A Volkswagen.
Yeah. Ben, a little haiku about my life.
Okay.
I am so tired. Where did all my money go? My back is hurting.
Wait, isn't a haiku like 575?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a haiku.
Either way, it's a tragic story, isn't it? It's a tragic
story. Kelly, what is a urinal's favorite junk food?
What is a urinal's favorite junk food?
Ah, urinal cake, obviously.
Tasty.
Yeah, they're not, Kelly. They're not.
Okay.
They're not.
All right.
Take it from me.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I'm at the point in my life where the hottest text I get is, your prescription is ready for pickup.
Okay.
There's a theme to my jokes.
Okay. This is You Laugh, You Lose.
Uh-huh.
Kelly, one time I tripped over my wife's bra.
Oh, no.
Booby trapped.
Yep. Yep, 1,000%.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, what do you call a fraudulent Japanese warrior?
What?
A samurai.
Oh. You know, Kelly, I accidentally made my coffee with Alani Nu instead of water.
Okay.
Yeah, I was already on the highway when I noticed I forgot my car at home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that paid for by Alani Nu? It felt like product placement. Really
it good. Did, didn't it?
It did, a little. Nice. All right. Maybe you get a deal out of this.
Maybe.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
A truck loaded with thousands of copies of a thesaurus spilled all over the highway. Witnesses were stunned, startled, aghast, stupefied, confused, shocked, rattled, paralyzed, dazed, bewildered, surprised, dumbfounded, flabbergasted, confounded, astonished, and numbed.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, what do you get when you cross a bovine with a wallaby?
What do you get when you cross a bovine with a wallaby?
A kanga moo.
Yes. That'd be fun to see at the zoo. Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Although I need you to bring the moo a little bit better, because I mean,
a kanga moo.
That's better. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
From my friend David. Guy walks into the psychiatrist's office wearing nothing but saran wrap. Psychiatrist says, I can clearly see your nuts.
Oh. Okay. Kelly, sorry, do you want me to give you a moment?
We're good.
Okay.
Proceed.
Hey, Kelly.
Yep.
My friend Billy has a 6-foot willy.
Billy with a 6-foot willy?
He shoved it through the door. His grandma thought it was a snake and hit it with a rake, and now it's only 4'4". Dang it.
Oh,
after my own dang joke.
Oh, poor Billy and his willy.
Poor Billy and his willy. I mean, when you have a 6-foot willy, what are you going to do?
Wow. Why are we sticking at places?
Well, Grandma didn't like it.
Okay. All right. I think I would have reacted the same way Grandma did, to be honest.
Hit it with a rake?
Yes.
Wow. All right. Enjoy your trophy. That is, you laugh, thank you. You lose.
Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX. You know, having a combined baby shower isn't necessarily a rare thing, right? Especially
friends get together who are expecting at the same time. That's happened before.
Yeah,
exactly. Maybe.
Exactly. And, you know, sisters, friends, whatever. I'm going to go ahead and throw this in the setting the bar category.
Okay.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without getting 5 women pregnant at the same time, requiring you to have a baby shower for all of them at the same time, then you're doing okay.
Well, is his name Nick Cannon?
It's not.
It must be his idol, though.
His name's Zeddy. And
Zeddy.
People realized what had happened when one of his baby mamas, or soon-to-be baby mamas, got on TikTok to kind of explain that and posted a little thing that said, when your baby daddy got 4 other girls pregnant at the same time, and then kind of pans the camera around and shows these women at a baby shower photo shoot.
Okay, so they're all fine with it and friends, and Zeddy was busy. The same time frame, he had a busy, like, what, week or so?
I was going to say, because if you look at their bumps, you can assume that, yeah, it all happened within the span of about a month.
Oh, boy.
You know? And so, you know, obviously people on TikTok were like, are you kidding with all this?
Yeah.
And she, you know, the woman who originally posted it was like, you know, staying happy for the baby, and he's going to be born into a big family. Well, yeah.
Okay. I mean, wow. So they're trying to make the best of it. Like, yeah, well, all right, so. We're all kind of related now. We're all tied together because of Zeddy.
Yeah. So this guy, you know, one of the photos, he's just sitting on a stool, and all 5 women are all around him, kind of holding their little baby bumps.
Wow. Okay.
But what you had said earlier, they're all fine with it. I, you know, apparently they are. Like,
I don't understand this. He's, I guess, a musician.
Yeah.
In Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe it's very possible he probably talked to him like, "Hey, do you see what Nick Cannon's doing over there? I kind of like his style. Like, I feel like I'm going to set up my life model to be like that."
And
if you're on board with it, great. If not, all right.
Yeah, maybe they knew that this was just an open relationship from the jump and are fine with that.
That's exactly what Nick Cannon's like baby mamas apparently just knew that was going to be the case.
Yeah. And you know what? There are plenty of people who are in those types of relationships and they work out.
And they're fine.
And that's fine.
The rest of us, though, have a hard time sharing.
Well, yeah, with like the jealousy and all that, I could see that could be some sort of issue. So,
well, and again, just having help. I really have so much admiration for anyone that has to do that alone, like care for a newborn. That is the most tired you'll ever be in your life.
Well, and the cost to raise a newborn, too, is is not cheap. So, yeah, I mean,
having your partner help with midnight feedings and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's a big deal that I don't think they're going to be able to enjoy unless they have other family members pitch in and help.
The best of luck to them. So, yes. as this, I'll tweet out the story so you can kind of see it. But if you can manage to make it through the day without getting five girls pregnant at the same time, requiring you to have a baby shower for them all at the same time, then you're doing okay.
Well, but it looks like this is a feel good because they all look like they're happy in the picture. They all like agreed to go into the baby shower together, like have it together. It looks like they're working it out. So kudos to Zeddy and his ladies.
You're right. I don't know. Maybe this is a feel good.
They don't look bad in the picture. I don't know.
No, they don't. They don't. They're happy and content. And you know what? And if they're happy, then we're happy.
And they're getting five blessings.
That's right. Yes. All right. You can see the story at Ben and Kelly show on 99.7 DJX. Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX. She was on the list of the most searched artists in the United States by state. However, she only made it in four of the states, which I thought probably that would have been greater.
Interesting.
Yeah. If you're looking at Indiana and Kentucky, Jack Harlow.
That makes sense.
Yeah, was the most searched artist there on 99.7 DJX.
All right. You also see the theory that Swifties think that Taylor Swift wrote the spy novel Argylle? That has a new movie coming out this year with Dua Lipa in it.
Oh, really?
Swifties think that she was the secret author of that book. And even the director of the movie's like, yep, my daughter thought that too.
But really?
She did not write the book.
Oh, yes. Okay.
She did not.
Okay.
But, and then
I wonder why people thought that.
I don't know. There was the author's like pseudonym. For some reason, Swifties thought the pseudonym was, you know,
like an Easter egg.
Egg. Sure. And then there is a jeweler in Philadelphia that's offering a free $1 million engagement ring to Travis Kelce if he wants to spot the question.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Travis,
he's got options.
He's got options, but he's also got the money to plunk down something if he really wants to get that relationship to that level.
Yeah, jeweler, though, the daughter is a really big fan. And why not put it out there like, hey, yeah, I'll work with you.
It's a way to get their name out. Yeah, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Genius.
But let's pump the brakes. They're less than a year in. So, you know, we're good. We're good.
A lot of people were thinking on their year anniversary might be a great time.
All right. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, when you've got a hankering for some delicious fried pickles, I mean, like, what are you going to do?
Oh, you got to make it happen somehow,
right? You got to make it happen.
Yeah, if you can't get out, then you try to have them delivered to you.
Sure. This is a setting the bar story, though. Kelly, what are these?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without offering drugs for some delicious fried pickles, then you're doing okay.
I think they prefer money.
Yeah.
Right, I think you just pay for them with money.
I mean, congrats, Hoosiers. You made the show because this happened up in Indianapolis.
Oh, wow.
At a B-dubs. And here's WTHR reporting.
Well, this suspect went to the Buffalo Wild Wings off Pendleton Pike in Lawrence, but the kitchen was closed.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Kitchen closed.
Dang it.
What do you do?
The suspect tried using drugs to persuade young employees to reopen the kitchen.
Oh, no. Bribery with drugs. Okay.
How about if I give you some of this? Will you give me some fried pickles?
Nope, nope.
At one point, allegedly saying, if you make us some fried pickles, I'll make it worth it.
I'll make it worth it.
I'll make you a deal you can't say no to.
Right.
Just give me police some pickles.
That man also handed an adult employee 3 small bags of marijuana to give to the young workers. Instead, employees tipped off police.
Yeah, instead the employees are like, for one, we're closed and I want to get out of here, so quit harassing us.
And two, keep your illegal drugs.
Right, exactly.
Can't really put that in the cash register.
But I'll tell you, a good fried pickle is something.
I get it. It's tragic.
I can't get
the snack you're craving.
I like the fried pickle chips better than the fried pickle spears.
For sure.
Yeah. I think
with ranch dressing.
Oh my gosh, with a little bit of ranch.
So good. Yeah.
Yeah, I may offer drugs to someone.
Ben?
I would first have to find some myself.
Right. Like offer some Excedrin or something. That's what I could offer.
Yeah.
Do you need some Excedrin?
Aspirin?
I can hook you up with that.
Here, I got some aspirin.
Tylenol, some ibuprofen. That's about it.
I've got this ice scraper in my car. I could offer this to you.
There you go. Just go in the prize closet, grab some swag. I'll give you a koozie.
Right, a koozie.
If you give me some fried pickles.
All right, so there you go. If you can manage to make it through the day without offering drugs for some delicious fried pickles, then you're doing okay.
No, I get it. You were hangry. You had a snack that you needed. But yeah, let's not do that.
That is your State of the Bar story on 99.7 EJX. 99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I don't know how many times this has happened to me in my life where I have gone to a concert and it's just kind of known that you're going to go and you're maybe going to see the opener, and then the opener is going to go off the stage and you're just going to kind of wait, and you're going to kind of wait, and you're going to kind of wait
and keep waiting,
and you're going to kind of wait.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yeah, you know what? 9:30, 9:30, 10. Okay. Yeah.
Late.
Then finally the act comes on and it's like, yeah. All right. I mean, to me, that's just something that happens.
That's typical, right? I feel like it is.
But to a couple guys in New York, they're like, Madonna, that's the last straw.
That is too rude. I'm suing.
Yeah, they did. They legit sued her because they thought that, or maybe they didn't think, but at least they say that it was advertised that the show was going to start at 8:30. She didn't go on stage till 10:30. So they're like, we got to work in the morning. And that was, we didn't even get home until 1 a.m. We couldn't even find a ride share after the show.
Exactly. See, listen, no, it didn't even end until 1, which made it harder to find a ride, which made it also more expensive, and then made it difficult because we still have to wake up early in the morning and go to work and have family responsibilities.
Yeah, so all of that. And so
they need to pay me.
So they were like, you know what? We're suing you for unfair, deceptive trade practices.
All righty.
Don't know if they're winning any money yet.
Also, they say that she committed a wanton exercise in false advertising and negligent misrepresentation. Big words, big lawyer words.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Madonna's been in the game for 40 years. She ain't scared of anything.
Oh, yeah, no.
So you can, I mean, even if you lose, who cares? Like, she's like, whatever. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing.
But what I'm wondering is, how much money are they paying their lawyers to file this suit, which will probably get them nothing?
Well, then there's that, too.
That's the thing.
All right, you can read more about it. WDJX.com. Madonna being sued by a couple guys because she was late on stage.
Oh boy.
It's 99.7 EJX. 99.7 EJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. This is one of those weekends that we turn our attention to someone like Shirley, who said it best when she was interviewed by the news a couple years ago.
A weekend wave of snow will mean less people on the slick roads.
We'll probably sit around and cook some soups and eat bread and desserts and just get all fat and sassy.
Absolutely.
Does she have merch? She needs to have merch at this point. Hashtag fat and sassy.
I'm sure.
Hashtag soups and breads.
I was going to say, I'm sure you could find something on the internet. The internet's a glorious place for that sort of thing. But yeah, Shirley Nash there. 99.7 DJX.
She is the National Snow Day spokesperson, isn't she? She's unofficial?
Yeah, 100% she is. It is the warmest it's going to be for the next couple days right now. It's only going to get colder throughout the rest of the day. Single digits, so lots of things, school-related things, canceled, delayed, all that stuff. So
yeah, you may have a bunch more time on your hands. We were supposed to be traveling to Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah.
Today.
And that got canceled.
Yeah, we learned that they've been in a state of emergency for a week.
All right. Well, yeah.
The hotel we were going to stay in didn't have a staff for a week.
Yeah, so, I do feel for like
they canceled that.
I do feel for like hotel staff who has to be in and working and stuff like that. It was cute because my daughters they asked yesterday, I saw them, they stopped by the house and they were like, do you think our work is going to call off?
Where do they work?
They work at Fleet Feet. And okay. I said, no.
Typically retail does not.
Probably close. Not. I mean, most workplaces are like, yeah, you still got to come to work.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh. And I'm like, welcome to the real world, sweethearts. Come
on. School, we'd have a snow day.
I know. Well, even snow days aren't even snow days anymore. It's like virtual learning. So.
Well, yeah, but we're getting a legit snow day.
Oh, well, there you go. Kids,
yeah, we don't have to do NTI today. So there you go.
Well, there you go. That's
sledding.
Good.
Woo!
All right, well, bundle up, have fun, and whatever you do this weekend, if something fun, crazy happens to you, think of us. Feel free to share it with us. Make sure you also send us a voice note with your little kid drunk adult submission. We'd love to hear that.
Yeah, that game needs to keep living, and it can only live with your stories.
Mm-hmm.
BenKellyShow@gmail.com.
There you go. Anything else, Kelly?
That's it.
All right, guys, have a good one. We will talk to you Monday.